Welcome to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. This is a place where musicians come to get inspired, to conquer their fears, to overcome self-doubt, and learn to love their music and themselves a little more every day. Let's make music mindfully. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Music Mindfully Podcast with your host, Aaliyah Elliott. I am so excited to chat with you today about a topic that is near and dear to my heart: habits and routines. Yeah, I said it. I'm a total nerd about some of these things, my friends, and if you haven't learned that by now, well, then today might be the day. Routines and habits are a really, really crucial part of our lives because routines and habits really do shape the way that we create our lives. Routines and habits allow us to sort of set on autopilot some of the things that we really need to accomplish on a day-to-day basis. When it comes to brushing your teeth, I'm sure you do not worry about whether or not you're going to get it done. It's part of your routine, and it happens every day without fail. So why is it that, especially we're still here in January 2022, if you're listening at the time of recording, and when we're trying to make new routines and habits, it can seem so incredibly difficult to incorporate something new into our routines when the routines that we currently have, whether they are productive or unproductive, really stick? If you wake up at a certain time of the day every day, I bet you that even on the days when you don't have your alarm set, you probably still wake up at that time. Now, you might not get out of bed if you're like me. Sometimes I, you know, hit snooze on the weekend and decide to sleep in a little bit longer. But you can bet that at 5:30 or 6 in the morning, I'm awake, because that is what I've trained my body to do. But it hasn't always been that way. I haven't always been a morning person. I've gone through phases, most definitely. Through grad school, I was a hardcore 11 till 7. Those were my sleep hours, 11 to 7. And then when I graduated, that time got pushed back a little bit, and I definitely would sleep in longer. Now, however, even though I'm self-employed, I'm up at 5:30 or 6 in the morning. And at first, trying to build this habit seemed like I was climbing Mount Everest. It was not something that was very easy for me to put together. So now that I've been successfully waking up early in the morning, though my husband is wild and wakes up way before I do, so if you want to talk about being in the 4 a.m. club, you're going to have to chat with him. But for me, 5:30 or 6 in the morning, we're still getting plenty hours of daylight to get all of the things that I need to get done, while still having good sleeping habits. And yes, I use the word sleeping habits because sleeping too is a habit. It's part of a routine. And when you're setting those routines, it makes everything easier because it's more automatic. So if you are one of those people who struggles with sleep and hasn't tried to set a sleep schedule, a sleep routine yet, that might be something worth trying. And I'm going to give you a whole bunch of tools today to help you set good routines and habits, no matter what it is that you are wanting to change in your day-to-day life. So let's dive on in. The first thing that you need to know when it comes to setting new habits and routines is that we humans are inherently lazy. Now, maybe I shouldn't use the word lazy because it has a whole bunch of negative connotation attached to it. But really, I think being lazy in some ways is a good thing. Because when you're lazy, it means that you are more efficient, right? We like, as human beings, to take shortcuts. We want to accomplish things in the easiest way possible. Doesn't that make sense? If I could drive in a straight line from my house to my studio, and it would take me 5 minutes, why would I take a zigzagged route all the way around that would take me half an hour? That would not be a very efficient use of my time. We humans crave ease. This is another one of those concepts that has been ingrained in us forever. Back in our nomadic days when we were hunter-gatherers, we didn't necessarily know how long it would be until our next meal. We had to conserve our energy wherever possible. If we knew that there was an easier way to do something, then we would do it. It's the exact same thing that we experience now, only it has a different word attached to it, and we call it laziness. And unfortunately, laziness is sometimes misconstrued as laying around not doing anything. That is not the kind of lazy I mean. I mean being lazy in action. And by that, I mean being efficient. So when you are working efficiently, you are able to accomplish more with less stress in less time. So this is super important for us to know, because when we are setting new routines and habits, it is going to be the natural reaction to rebel against something new. The habits that we have in place already are easy. We can fall into that trap because we're used to this natural rhythm and cycle of our lives. Get up in the morning, brush my teeth, get dressed, and go to work. Or whatever your routine is. Those same actions are repeated over and over and over again, so they require such little effort to complete them. It's mindless. So how can we use this idea to our advantage? Well, the very first thing that I'm going to chat with you about comes from a book that I've read called Atomic Habits. Now, this is a super popular book. I hope that you have heard about it. If you haven't heard about it, or if you haven't read about it yet, or read the book for that matter, then I highly, highly recommend you do. Atomic Habits by James Clear. It is an absolutely phenomenal book, and it will help you to create habits in a way that is super, super simple, because that's what we need. And in this book, James Clear talks about habit stacking. Habit stacking. So what that means is that you are going to build habits off of a habit that you already have. Why? Because our habits are a response to a trigger. The alarm goes off, we get out of bed. We get out of bed, we put our clothes on for the day. We put our clothes on, we brush our teeth. And all of these things happen in the same order. Think about it. When you are leaving your house and you have to put on your jacket, which arm goes through the first sleeve, right or left? Is it the same every time? I can bet you money it is, unless you have made a conscious decision to do otherwise. We are such creatures of habit, and all of our habits are a response. We do them in a specific order because the action before it triggers the next action. So that is the very first thing we want to do. When we are habit stacking, we are choosing a reliable trigger for a new action. So if we're going to keep with the example of brushing your teeth, we could use that repetitive, habitual action as a trigger for a new habit. Maybe you've decided this is the year that you are going to start flossing every day. So you can use the trigger of brushing your teeth, and as soon as you're done brushing your teeth, you'll floss. Now I know, my friends, that that is not the order you're supposed to do it in, so they say. But it's a great way of using a trigger to get that action in motion, and then we can always switch the order of things around later once the action itself becomes a habit. Because have you ever noticed that on those days when, say, your alarm doesn't go off and your whole routine is messed up, how frazzled you feel? We need those habits. We need those triggers. So use something to trigger your new action that you know is reliable every single day. So for me, when I was getting into the spirit of being an early riser again, the habit that I really had to build first was going to bed earlier. I know I'm one of those people who needs a solid 8+ hours of sleep to function and to be a kind human being. Please tell me I'm not alone in that. You can know that if I do not have 8 hours of sleep, you probably do not want to talk to me. Or I might just look like a zombie. One of the two. So I knew that if I wanted to get up at 5:30 in the morning, that I needed to be in bed by 9:30 p.m. Now, at the time that I decided that I was going to be a morning person again, I was still teaching until 8 or 8:30 at night. Now, for some of you, that might seem like early hours still. I know that there are lots of teachers out there who teach till 9, 10 p.m., right? And that's great. Those are the routines that you have set for yourself. Now, that is the first shift that I had to make, is I knew that I wouldn't be able to get to sleep by 9:30 if I was still working till 8 or 9 in the evening. So slowly but surely, I started to reschedule, shift things around, and then I could allow myself a little bit more space before bedtime. Then I had to create a nighttime routine, something that was going to help me unwind so that I could really fall asleep quickly and get the solid 8 hours. So that was the next thing I did. As soon as I finished teaching, I would hang out with my husband and we would do something really, really chill, whether it was just reading a book, watching a television show, but we would have couch time. And when couch time comes around, I start to yawn because now I've used that trigger of finishing teaching and getting onto the couch for some kind of cozy entertainment. That is my trigger that bedtime is coming. Then I had to work on my alarm hygiene. Now I was really, really, really bad at first with setting my alarm for 5:30 in the morning and then hitting snooze 7 times. So that meant I was getting up at 20 to 7. Not really what I was going for. And now, instead of having 9 solid hours of sleep, I've had 8 solid hours of sleep and then a whole bunch of groggy, half asleep, half awake time between 5:30 and 20 to 7. That, my friends, was not successful. Do not do as I did. Instead, I had to clean up my act and choose something that was going to allow me to wake up with energy. And that's when I started putting my workouts first thing, because I know that if I work out, it makes me happy. So I had to sort of reverse engineer these triggers. So my alarm would go off and I'd think, yes, it's workout time. Even on the days when I didn't feel like working out, and even on those days that I felt like hitting snooze, I would always say, yes, it's workout time. Because that was my way of building a trigger. Alarm goes off, workout time, which means I'm getting out of bed. Do you see how this works? Do you see how this can be so beneficial in your life? Because you can take any action that's already a habit and make it a trigger for something else. It's not going to be easy the first week. It might not even be easy 3 weeks down the road. But give it a month, 6 weeks, and you'll be doing that second action just as habitually as the trigger it relies on. That is step one. Now, step two is making sure that whatever it is you are looking to accomplish is made super, super, super simple. If you want to build the habit this year of eating healthier foods, then we want to get rid of the junk that is going to tempt you. Put all of those delicious and vibrant fruits and vegetables at the front of your fridge so that when you open that door, you see this beautiful rainbow of delicious and nutritious foods. That is going to make it easy. Even easier is when you get home from the grocery store with all of your produce, chop up those veggies. Chop them up so that they are ready to go for those times when you know you need a snack and you're just looking for the easiest, most grabbable food. Like I said, we are people who love efficiency. So we need to make it super, super easy for us to achieve our goals, to build these new habits and routines. If we do not take the time to make it easy for ourselves, then I can guarantee you will stop doing it. Because we like things to be easy. And if you are a teacher, you know that your students feel the same way too. And you can help them understand how they can build better habits too. Do you have those kids who come into your studio and say, I didn't have time to practice this week? And then they tell you that they went to a birthday party on the weekend, and that is why in the entire 7 days that they had between one lesson and the next, that is why they couldn't practice. That is when we need to chat with our students and, depending on the age of the student, also their parents, and see if we can build those triggers. What if they practice for 10 minutes right after supper? Or what if they practice in the morning before they go to school? Maybe they use brushing their teeth in the morning as a trigger. And to make it even easier to remember, why don't we put their piano books on the dinner table? Maybe not such a good idea if they're having spaghetti, but maybe worth a try. Or put them in plain sight so they can't be ignored. So it doesn't matter what your habit is. I want you to spend some time this week thinking about what trigger you can use and rely on to help build a new habit, and what actions you can take beforehand to make the habit even easier for you. Set those gym clothes out the night before. Open your books to the right page. Make sure that you're putting the book that you're reading on your bedside table so that you're spending the 10 minutes before bed reading. Whatever your goal is, there is a way to make it part of your day-to-day life. And that way is the easy way. Next week, we are going to be talking about the other side of routines and habits, which is all about your self-image and becoming the person that does the things that you want to do. So stay tuned for next week's episode and have an absolutely wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Did you have an aha moment? Did something really resonate with you? Be sure to let me know. Screenshot this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at Music Mindfully. I would also love to chat with you, so feel free to hop on into my DMs. I cannot wait to connect with you on the next episode of the Music Mindfully podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss out. Until then, go make music mindfully.